Welcome to tonight's Wildcats Den. We have a really fun show. The girls' soccer team won their region tournament semifinal and prepare for the championship at home tomorrow night. We'll hear from head coach David Sadler and sophomore Ella Copeland. We'll also hear from three of the volleyball seniors and some of their favorite memories from their very successful four-year run. Inside the Wildcats Den, we're joined by girls' soccer head coach David Sadler. Big win in the region semi, 6-6 win over Kingston, a team that you had beaten earlier in the preseason, or in the regular season, I should say. Just take me through the game, how the girls get the job done in the cold one last night.
Well, they come out strong. We finally come off to a quick start and scored and got up on them and was able just to continue that momentum, playing hard and moving the ball well and you know, countering and getting some shots in.
Of course, Taryn, another big night. She had a hat trick, and Ella Copeland had a brace herself, her first time scoring two goals. But yet another girl who was able to find the back of the net as well. Who was that?
Sienna Milligan. We got in a PK situation, so we threw her up there to take it. She was a little reluctant. She gets a little nervous, but she did a good job and got one in.
How cool is that you can really spread around the offense, even with Taryn scoring a lot of goals this year?
You know, I've always said it. Taryn, she can score a lot of goals, but she loves to distribute too. She's got many assists too, and she tries her best to get the ball out to the other girls and give them opportunities too. So it's a very well diverse offense.
Of course, the competition is just going to keep ramping up the further you guys get into the region tournament, sectional, and so on. How important is that you can kind of diversify those offensive opportunities?
Oh, it's great, because last night they were double teaming Taryn. You know, every team that we come up against is going to try to double, triple, and they're going to try to really shut her down, and that opens the door to so many other girls in our arsenal who can score just as well as she can, and she's okay with that. She's all right. She likes to be that person. Okay, come and take care of me, because I know whoever's over here can do the job too.
Coach, I know I got to talk to Ella a little earlier on. Her sister Lily was one of the better players on the team, of course, injured before the year, and has kind of been on the sidelines this year. How cool has that been, or what's that kind of been like, kind of having a player, almost player coach on the sideline with you?
Oh, Lily's great. She stands there with us. She helps with the stat book. She sees things that we may not see. She knows, she remembers players from years past, so she's been a huge asset to us. And also just the morale. You know, a lot of players who get hurt, they don't have interest in the team anymore. They can just say, well, I'm just going to sit here. I'm not going to come to any games. But she's vested in the team, and she has been for 4 years. And that's just been a real blessing to have her on the sidelines and keeping morale up.
Now, Coach, I know Kingston, you played earlier in the season, the first game of the regular season, played Anderson County as well, played them at their place. Now you get to play both of them here at home. How big is it to kind of schedule those regular season games to get them ready when you do finally face them in the postseason?
Well, it's huge. I always like to play somebody from the other side of the region, maybe two or three, because that's where we're going to be. That's the ultimate goal, to play them in a regional game. So that's big, and it's good practice for us. And they play other teams on the region. So to have Kingston and Anderson back-to-back at home is big. Home field advantage, I feel, is very, very big when you're coming into these big games.
It's almost like a rivalry now. You guys played Anderson County quite a few times, especially in this region game the last few years. Well, what about them is fun to play against them, and what makes them good?
Well, Anderson County is they're a lot like us. They're very aggressive. They're very fast. Their coaching is very good, and we play each other very, very well, and we're great competition, which helps us to get better, and that's what we want. Their region is only has four teams. We've got six, so they like to come over and try to play us, and it just makes them better.
Well, you get to play them at home this time, and it's probably going to be another cold one. As you guys get into practice tonight, what are you guys kind of working on to get ready for them in the region championship?
Well, we beat them the first time we played them 3-2. We definitely don't want those two goals back. We want to stay on top. We made some mistakes. They got some shots on us. We're going to correct those. They're used to playing on AstroTurf, so we played on AstroTurf at their place last time. So now we're on our grass, which is going to give us an advantage too, because we know our field just like they know their field. So we're just going to fix the mistakes that we did last time and come out a little bit. We need to come out strong and fast is what we need to do.
That's head coach David Sadler with the girls' soccer team here at Livingston Academy as they get ready for the region championship tomorrow night. We go back inside the Wildcats' den as we're joined by senior volleyball player Abby Ray, a strong side hitter for the volleyball team this year, and another successful season for the volleyball team here at Livingston Academy, another sub-state appearance. You guys, pretty successful in your 4 years here, three sub-states and a state appearance as well. Just take me through, how fun was this season?
It was really fun, and also my favorite part probably was getting to know all the players, the new freshmen coming up, and I'm really happy that they got this experience this year. And I think it's really awesome that we've been 3 years in a row.
I know I've talked to a few players this season, including Coach Jenkins herself, and it seemed like you guys had to put in a lot of work just to get to that sub-state this year. What kind of stuff did you guys work on in practice, and how much did you guys improve this season?
We have improved a lot since the start of the season. At the start of the season, though, I was hurt, and I couldn't play that much, but we've come a long way since then, and also during practices, we would usually work on skills and fundamentals.
How proud are you at being a senior, just kind of leaving the program with three sub-state appearances and a state appearances, along with your other seniors on the team as well, but how proud are you just to say that you've done this here at Livingston?
I'm very proud. I'm so excited.
Was it a goal for you kind of coming into high school to have this much success, or did you know it was kind of a possibility to have this much success?
I knew it was a possibility to have this much success, but I didn't know that we'd come this far.
What is your favorite memory from volleyball? Could be this year, could be any of the years.
My favorite memory was probably Florida when we all went my freshman year. I had the best time.
Do you have a favorite memory from Coach Jenkins?
I also love when Coach Jenkins gets us hyped up before games, and she would always say, "Let's pray." And she would also say, "Thank you, Jesus," every time we would do something good.
What kind of impact do you hope that you guys as seniors kind of leave on this program going forward?
I hope that we have a good impact and that we want to push the other girls to be successful later on in the volleyball career.
Now, obviously, still, that's just the fall sports here at Livingston. Are you playing any more as this year goes on?
No, I'm just a volleyball player.
Do you plan on trying to play volleyball maybe after high school at all?
No, I think I'm just going to go straight into work.
Maybe recreationally, find a league around, something like that. Well, lastly, what was maybe your favorite match you played in or favorite gym or arena that you played in?
Probably the ones in Knoxville. They were the funnest.
That sounds pretty cool. That's senior strong side hitter Abby Wright with the volleyball team here at Livingston Academy. We're inside the Wildcats tent as we're joined by senior Aaliyah Melton of the volleyball team, and got a chance to talk to Abby a little earlier on. And of course, volleyball, really successful year this year. You guys have been good all 4 years. How proud are you of the three sub-state appearances and then the state appearance as well in your freshman year?
Extremely proud, especially since there's some younger girls that had to step up and fill some shoes this year, so just very proud.
That's what I know, and we've talked before. I know I've talked to Coach Jenkins as well. Seems like you guys have put a lot of work in, and especially with those younger players this year. Where did you guys have to improve the most to still make the run that you guys did in the postseason?
It was pretty much passing. Our passing was pretty weak, but we had to work on that a lot. And not me being the only one hitting. We had to have two, three more girls hitting.
What kind of impact do you hope that you leave on the volleyball program going forward here at Livingston?
I hope people just look at me and think about how hard I worked and that time does fly, you know. People tell you all 4 year, like, you know, freshman, sophomore, junior year that, like, you know, high school will fly, and you never believe them, but it actually does. Now that I'm sitting here as a senior, it does fly, so.
Well, speaking of that, what was your favorite memory from volleyball? Could have been this year, could have been the last few years.
I guess I'll have to say my favorite memory was going to state freshman year.
I gotta think that's probably a pretty good one. Do you have a favorite memory with Coach Jenkins specifically?
Oh, geez, a ton. There's way too many. Probably... before her daughter's now a freshman, but before she was, all she would do is yell at her on the sideline, so that was pretty funny.
What's next for you? I know you got basketball coming up. Do you play any other sports outside of basketball after that, too?
No, it's just basketball left.
I know you were just talking about conditioning this week and how that's been going. Are you excited to get into the season for basketball?
I'm so excited. So just to get past these 2 weeks of conditioning, and then we'll be ready.
Do you have any plans to play volleyball after high school?
No. I've recently come to the conclusion that I just want to go to TCAT Livingston after and just finish cosmetology school.
Cool. Well, what is your favorite match that you played in volleyball, or maybe favorite gym that you played in volleyball?
I would have to say our home gym is my favorite gym to play in, just to have that home crowd. And the favorite match would have to be when we beat Upperman in the district championship.
That's always a good one. The rivalry wins are always fun. That's senior volleyball player Aaliyah Melton right here inside the Wildcats Den.
We go inside the Wildcats Den as we're joined by head football coach Dale Flatt of the Livingston Academy Wildcats. And, Coach, the bye week last week after the hard-fought loss to Cumberland County the week prior, how did you guys kind of approach it last week? Did you give the guys some time off?
We did. And usually we do during that bye week. They, of course, we need to heal up a little bit. We've had so many injuries. This might help us, heal up just a little bit, and that way we can get ready to do these last two games.
I know I've talked to a few other coaches this week and saying pretty much they just gave the whole team the whole week off just to get away from the facility and, like you said, rest up, mainly injury-wise for you guys, and then also just kind of get away from the game and get refreshed a little bit. Does it seem like through the first couple of days of practice that the guys are a little bit more refreshed and a little more focused on the task at hand now?
They do, and I think they're ready to come back. You know, they whenever they come back, they act like they're ready to go. And, some of them, of course, a lot of times in football, you'll have that one little thing that hurts you, and, it'll go on for the whole season. And if you have a week like that to take off, then that kind of takes care of it, let it heal up just a little bit.
Coach, I know you mentioned the injuries, and it's been a storyline all throughout this season. It looked like Josh Ramsey, one of the seniors, might be getting some playing time here this week. What do you have on the injury report? Who is hurt? Who's coming back this week?
Well, we got about the same ones hurt. Like you said, Josh Ramsey is coming back. He should be playing some Friday night. He won't be out there all the time, but he should be playing some. The rest of them that we have, I know Lachlan Hammack, he was out one game, for his back. I talked to him yesterday and he said his back's feeling a lot better. But he did play last week. The rest of them that we had that's been hurt, of course, they'll be out for the rest of the season. Jordan Ficklin hurt his knee, in the game the last Friday night and he'll be out for the rest of the season. So that's kind of the medical report, I guess.
Talking with head coach Dale Flatt of the Livingston Academy Wildcats right here inside the Wildcats Den. Coach, as we shift the focus to the Watertown Purple Tigers, which, of course, you guys have already been doing this week, what are you guys right now working on in practice to get ready for them?
Well, of course, we watched them on film. We've had a long time to watch them, and we showed them to the, we show film on Monday to the team, and we pretty much, defensively, we'll be going up against about the same thing that we've been going up against about the last 3 or 4 weeks, about the same type of offense. Our defensively, they run about the same defense as Cumberland County. So, it's not much different than what we've been going up against. They're a pretty good sized team. I think one running back has some good speed. The quarterback likes to run. He runs really well. So those are some things that we're looking at this week.
Coach, I know Adrian Jenkins, the freshman quarterback, has been thrown in there a few times, along with Brody Coffey, and kind of going back and forth between those two in the last few weeks. How do you hope that kind of opens up the offense, especially this week against Watertown? And you mentioning that it's a similar offense, a similar defense that you'll be facing, so should be fairly comfortable. How do you hope that opens up the offense? And what are you guys working on offensively to try to get some more points on the board?
Well, and I think Coach Hayes is putting in a few more offensive packages, a few extra plays to try to get the ball going. We struggled a little bit last against Cumberland County trying to move the ball, and I think he's trying to find things to get that going. And I think Adrian and Brody both working there together, I think it kind of gives us a different look from each one. And one thing about it, that's one thing that we need to do. Seems like early in the season we was running the ball well. We were doing good offensively. Now we've kind of stalled out offensively, and we're doing a little bit better defensively. We just need to put the two together.
Coach, lastly, what's a goal you have for this team with just 2 weeks to go against two good football teams in Watertown and Upperman?
I think it's always our goal on every game is just to go out and play as good as we can. You can't go out there and say, well, I'm going to lose this one or I'm going to win this one or anything like that. You know, you never know how that's going to come out, but you always want our kids to do well. You want them to play as hard as they can. And that's what we want out of these last two games, as well as the other eight games that we played.
At Coach Dale Flat, right here inside the Wildcats' Den as they get ready for the Watertown Purple Tigers.
We go inside the Wildcats' Den as we're joined by sophomore Ella Copeland, an attacking mid with the girls' soccer team here at Livingston Academy, and a big win last night in the region semis for you. A brace and an assist as well against Kingston in the 6-1 victory. How'd that feel to play so well in the victory?
It was really good. I felt the team really, we stuck it together and we continued it throughout the whole game.
It was pretty cold last night too. What was that like?
It was freezing. It was really hard to breathe.
Is it a little tougher to play when it's cold like that?
Yeah, because your muscles tighten up and it's just harder to move and you're a little slower on the ball.
Now, you hadn't scored since playing Anderson County for the first time back in early September. Did it just kind of happen that way, or are you trying to be a little more aggressive as you get here in the postseason?
I've had opportunities. I just haven't hit them. But I've kind of been more of a passer.
Well, you mentioned that passing. A lot of your assists have been to Taryn Childers, who is the leading goal scorer for you guys, her first season with the team. What's it been like to play with such a great player alongside you?
She makes it really easy, so pretty much any ball I give her, she usually has an opportunity, or usually it's a goal, so she makes it really easy to be able to play with her.
Obviously, still a lot of soccer to be played for you guys. Play tomorrow night and then play on Saturday no matter what. But how fun has this year been?
It's been really fun just kind of hanging out and just getting to know all the girls and just that aspect of it.
Have you had maybe a favorite memory from this season yet?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe just like during the locker room. That's always fun.
It's always good to have good team chemistry as well. Well, for yourself, what's an area of your game do you think you've improved the most on from freshman year now here to sophomore year?
I'd say confidence on the ball. That's improved.
Now, you've gotten a little more playing time this year, too. Is that correct? Now, obviously, your sister, she was injured earlier this year. She's kind of on the sideline, and I think you're kind of filling in her position. What's it been like kind of having her almost as a coach on the sideline this year?
It's been really good, and I've played with her my whole life, so not having her there is obviously really new and different. But, I mean, it's great. She's like another coach.
What's maybe one of the biggest things that she's taught you this year?
Probably just keeping your head up. Just whenever you make a mistake, don't let it get down on you.
Lastly, big game coming up in the region championship tomorrow against Anderson County. It's a team that you guys have beaten already in a close game, 3-2 earlier this season. What does the team have to do well to get a win and win the region championship?
We need to come out strong, and then we don't need to let down after halftime or whenever. We just need to play our game.
Probably going to be another cold one, but how excited are you to play at home?
I'm excited. It should be a really good game.
Should be a lot of fun. That is sophomore Ella Copeland with the girls' soccer team here at Livingston Academy. Here are the games we'll be covering from the Wildcats' Den. Tomorrow night, the girls' soccer team hosts the Anderson County Mavericks in the 2A Region 3 championship game. The Wildcats beat the Mavericks in the regular season 3-2 in Clinton, Tennessee. Kickoff tomorrow is set for 6 o'clock. The cross-country teams will prepare for the Region 4 championship races coming up next Tuesday at Macon County High School. For more Wildcats athletics, go to ucsportsnation.com. Inside the Wildcats' Den, we're joined by another senior volleyball player, Maddie Gall, a middle blocker with the volleyball team. And I've talked to both Abby and Aaliyah already on the volleyball team. Very successful 4 years for you guys, 3 sub-state appearances, and I guess 4 if you want to consider it because you went to state your freshman year. How proud are you to say you played volleyball at Livingston and have the success that you guys had?
We have a great team. We're all like sisters, and I'm very glad that I got to play because it showed me that you can do anything you want. Like, if you put your mind to it, if you work hard, you can go and you can do and you can achieve those things that we did. So,
how fun was this year?
Very, very fun. I loved being a senior. When it was over, it was very sad. I cried a lot at the end, but this season has been very memorable. I've made a lot of memories with all my seniors, and then all the younger ones, I've got really close with the young kids, so.
What was maybe different this year in your senior year? Not quite as much success during the regular season because you guys had some younger players and then they kind of got a little bit better as the season went on. But how was it different this year compared to your first 3 years?
This year I had to be a leader, and I had to show the kids that are younger than me that everything's going to be all right. Like, you're going to have to step up, but it's going to be okay. Like, you're going to have confidence in yourself and confidence in the team that we're going to do okay and that we're going to get to the places that we did, like sub-state and be in regions and win districts, because not a lot of people had faith in us at the beginning of the season because we were looking a little rough. But it paid off in the end. It really did. I wish we could have made it to state. That is like my dream. I went freshman year and it was crazy. I didn't get to play because I was on JV, but it was still crazy. So,
what kind of work did you guys put in, especially midway through the season this year, to get to that sub-state by the end of the year?
We had practices on Saturdays and Sundays. We would come in like on homecoming week. We didn't practice that Thursday and Friday, and we came in Saturday and we worked really hard. And then we would just come in randomly and work together as a team and build our confidence. Like, we would go out to eat before some of the games as like a team building type thing. So that helped a lot.
What's your favorite memory from Coach Jenkins? I know I've talked to a couple of other seniors. Could be a fun one, could be a silly one. What do you got?
Before every game, we all pray, and I've always been beside Coach Jenkins, like when we hold hands. And so we have like a special balm where we rub I rub my finger on her palm. And then, like I said, the tick, tick, boom thing. And then we say, thank you, Jesus, before something that, like if a ball just goes over the net and hits the ground on the other side, it's like the grace of God that happened. And like we say, yes, queen. And like, I don't know, we are really close. So I have a lot of good memories with her.
You're not done with sports here at Livingston. Softball coming up in the spring. Are you going to put in any work during the off season, or just kind of waiting until the practices get underway for that?
Well, we started our first unofficial practice yesterday. We have conditioning this week, but I'm going to be in the hitting house as much as possible, trying to get my swing back because it has been a whole season since we played. So hopefully we'll be okay. We'll be good this year, because last year we did pretty good, but we didn't do as good as we wanted to.
Lastly, and going back to volleyball, do you have a favorite match that you played in, or maybe a favorite gym that you played in?
Definitely my favorite gym is our home gym. It has a good atmosphere. Like, I never get as hyped up for away games as I do as home games, because I'm playing in my school, on my floor, to win that game for our school, for us. So, yeah, that's my favorite.
That's senior Maddie Gall, middle blocker with the volleyball team, as we go inside the Wildcats' den. Friday night, the L.A. football team travels to Watertown to take on the Purple Tigers. It's a fairly new opponent for the Wildcats, having played last year for the first time in over a decade. They fell in last year's contest 37-0. This year, the Purple Tigers are 3-5 and are also coming off a bye like the Wildcats. The Wildcats get senior Josh Ramsey back in the wide receiver core, which should boost some of the offensive output. Pre-game coverage right here on WLIV begins at 6:30 with myself and Josh Scott. Thanks for being with us in the Wildcats' Den.